News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Alexandria, Virginia, former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress 5 years ago. It comes after President Trump publicly implored Attorney General Pam Bondi to take action against Comey and other perceived adversaries. Comey oversaw the investigation into ties between Russia and Donald Trump and his 2016 presidential campaign. It's day 8 of the government shutdown. No negotiations, at least publicly, are going on. President Trump has talked about the possibility federal workers may not get back pay when the shutdown is over. In the House, Maryland Democrat Kouesi Mfume is focusing on Russell Vogt, President Trump's budget director,
who continues to want to intimidate men and women who are federal employees as if he is Al Capone. Your day is coming, sir. You will be held accountable one day for these decisions.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says blame the Democrats.
Don't let the Democrats distract you and try to convince you of things that are not true.
Democrats want an extension of health care tax credits. Today at the Vatican, El Paso, Texas Bishop Mark Seitz gave Pope Leo a packet of letters from immigrant families.
To say they're fearful is not strong enough. They're terrorized. And it is it is a fear that has a long-term impact on people, on their lives.
Seitz says the Pope vowed to stand with them in trying to help immigrants. Susumu Kitagawa, Richard Robson, and Omar Yagi won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing metal organic frameworks that Yagi says could eventually help reduce pollution and combat climate change.
Even they could be designed to seek out contaminants in water like PFAS or organic contaminants from water.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are moving higher in the early going on Wall Street, a day after the market broke a 7-day winning streak. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The index is holding just a bit below the all-time high it set on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 79 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.7%. Gold rose again, pushing further past $4,000 an ounce. AST Space Mobile jumped 8%. Verizon said it would start using the company's space-based network to offer service to cellular customers when needed, starting next year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Joan Kennedy, the ex-wife of the late Senator Ted Kennedy, has died. She was 89. Lawmakers in the European Parliament voted to ban the labeling of vegetarian protein with terms like steak or meat. The lawmakers voted to define meat as edible parts of animals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.